This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Pistons win at the Garden. Knicks didn't have the lead at any point in the second half. Trailed the whole way. What more do you need to see? This team's winning the series. They outplayed them 7 of the 8 quarters. The only question was, could they get it right between the ears and close things out? And last night, it was slim. But all you got to do is win by one.
All you got to do is win by one. Now they're coming home. And can they improve upon that?
Yeah.
Can they, instead of getting a 13-point lead and losing that 13-point lead and making it difficult and putting us all through this angst and anxiety, can they close it out earlier? Not that that happens in playoff basketball. That's abnormal. It's going to be like this more times than not.
But do I think they could run them out of the gym in one of the games at LCA? I mean, they built double-digit leads both times at the Garden, and they had a chance to put them away and let them back in. If you don't have to deal with the crowd, and in fact, if the crowd is pushing you and rattling them,
Yeah, I mean, sure.
The expectation is you're taking at least one of the next two, if not both. You have outplayed the Knicks through two games. This is the better team. They should win the series. Mm-hmm. If this sounds like an overreaction, we can hash it out on the phones, 248-539-9797. The other fun conversation is 17 years. Lots changed. We talked about what we were doing 17 years ago, the last time the Pistons won a playoff game. For some context, John, the Pistons made 2 3-pointers the last time they won a playoff game. They only attempted 9 of them. The game has changed dramatically.
Well, and it took them 17 years to change with the game.
That's a great point, too. We were joking about people who could be courtside on Thursday.
Yeah.
What's Henry Ellenson up to? What's Seko Demboya doing? Kyle Singler free? What about Austin Day? It's been a while is the point.
Yeah.
Let's get to Anthony and Troy. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
So 17 years ago, I was in the 7th grade, playing in a football game. One of the refs looks at the other ref and says, the Pistons just traded Chauncey Billups for Allen Iverson. And then me and my teammates look at each other like, what the hell did this guy just say? Get home, turns out he's right. The Pistons freaking traded Chauncey Billups for Allen Iverson. And then, I don't know, the rest is history. You know, 17 years later, they still haven't won a, well, I guess,
they hadn't.
17 years later, they still haven't won a playoff series.
Yeah, if they hadn't even won a playoff game, you're right. That Chauncey thing was head-scratching at the time. He's a fan favorite. And you go, okay, I get it. They're going to free up some cap space and pivot, and this kind of core had run its course. The problem is they used that cap space on Charlie V and Ben Gordon and descended into absolute darkness for basically 2 decades. But now you see the light. Ticket Texter says it was year one of Rich Rod. John, how could you forget?
Oh, my goodness.
Did they lose to Toledo?
Very easily I could forget that.
They lost to Toledo that year, right?
Yes.
I was still John's teammate, signed Clinton Portis.
Hate you, Tom. Hate you.
Guys, just think how good this team would be if Jaden Ivey wasn't hurt. Going to work. Go Pistons, Jim and Milford. The last time they won a playoff game, I was not alive. That's not saying much, but I'm 13 and I listen to the show almost every day. New generation of fans.
Yeah. I mean, it's a brand new generation, and there are so many people that have never experienced this.
So the shirts that I saw them wearing, I believe this was the Pistons, but both were blue, where it's back to work.
Yeah, that's what they're going with, because we had going to work.
Yeah, I think these can be the back to work Pistons.
They are the back to work Pistons. Like, think about it. They didn't shoot well. They had to defend their tail off at the end of that game. They are not the team whining for calls the way that the New York Knicks are, and the way that Jalen Brunson is, or the way that Tom Thibodeau after the game is.
No, because this is the game. That's the style of play that they welcome. That's the style of play that will win games for them.
Well, I'll work
they you. Know it and they accept it.
We'll grind you down.
Yeah. We know we're going to foul. We know you're going to foul because you're going to have to match that intensity. You're going to have to match that physicality.
Let's get to Thomas in Detroit. Thomas, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up?
Take them referees out the game. We can win.
You're right. Just let them play.
Yeah, just let them play. Just let them play. There's a lot of that unnecessary, all them fouls and all that. That's unnecessary. Let them play.
First half of that game, they were largely letting them play. Fourth quarter, all of a sudden, anytime Brunson was even looked at wrong,
yeah,
he'd end up at the charity stripe.
Right. He was doing a lot of holding. Arms locked
You're
in
right.
and all that kind of stuff.
Asar Thompson's trying to play defense. And Brunson hooks his arm, gets a call on Asar, and then the worst of it all is the final three that Brunson hits. Well, he didn't hit, but that he drew the foul on.
Yeah.
Where he's holding up six fingers when he hits the ground, because he's conscious of the fact that he's not trying to hoop, he's no. trying to get fouls. It's everything wrong with the game. And I'm happy he wasn't rewarded to the tune of a win.
Right.
He got his calls, fine. Now you're coming to Detroit, we got business with you. 248-539-9797. Texter says team should be called the Back to Work Bad Boys.
Just combine them all.
Yeah, so anything else you want to throw in there?
Let's let this team be themselves.
Agreed.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
248-539-9797. Shane in Farmington Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up?
Good.
I don't know if I'm still your favorite caller, Jansen, but this is Beaver meeting Shane.
How's it going?
The legend. What's up?
Yeah, not a whole lot, man. Hope you guys are doing great. But just what a great night for Detroit, you know, with the Tigers and the Pistons. I just wanted to talk to you guys. I was actually starting my first year of college back in 2008 when they last, when they won their last playoff game. Going through the Rodney Stuckeys and the Ben Gordons and the Stanley Johnsons was just, last night just needed to happen. And seeing Shade have that turnaround from, you know, he had the 20 points in the first half. I remember watching game one on Saturday, and I think it was like 9 minutes left in the first, in the second quarter. He only had 2 points. So just what a complete turnaround, and I hope that he just understands that he has to be the person to control the ball, because when they started coming back in the fourth quarter last night, it was, I believe it was around like 5 or 6 minutes, maybe even four. You could see him. I almost didn't see him on the floor. You know, like Schroeder and Tobias Harris bringing the ball up the floor. But, you know, that four-minute mark came around, and then Cade just started controlling the ball and just attacking the basket. That's just what needed to happen. And I was a little concerned with these two being out. And,
of course.
It's just, I mean, I think we got this, man. I really do. And I just wanted to tell you guys, too, I cannot stand watching Jalen Brunson. This has got to be the most annoying player I have ever seen play. It used to be Trae Young for me, but I don't know, man. Jalen Brunson is just a giant baby. I don't know. I can't stand his face, just like Jansen. I don't know. It's just I can't.
I know. You know what it is? You can't respect him. Like, there's great players on the other side, and you go, damn, he's good. I can't respect the way Jalen Brunson plays basketball.
No.
Oh, he's just reaching for the fouls. And, I mean, like, he gets them, but, I mean, just – and you could just see the frustration in Asar Thompson. It's just, you know, you feel bad for the kid because he is just a defensive machine. But, I mean, and, you know, it's kind of just like – just like Terrion Arnold, you know, he would get those early penalties, but throughout the season, he got it under control and became a better player. And I definitely know that Asar Thompson and Bickerstaff he was made to be the coach of this team. I don't think there's another coach out there that could, you know, develop these players the way that they have. And, you know, just the adjustments he had to make from game one to game two. And that just goes to show what the right coach does to to a team, you know. And that's why you got kind of like Doc Rivers just floating around with all these teams that have all these all-stars. He can't ever put anything together. There's not a finished product. And I think Bickerstaff, he should definitely be coach of the year. I believe Beasley should be sixth man of the year, and Cade should really be most improved player. Just what a complete turnaround, you know, tripling their win totals. Just I really hope that this is just here to stay, you know, for years to come.
It's a foundational year, right?
You believe it is, yeah. Yeah. And I mentioned the watershed moment. If we look back in a week's time and the Pistons are playing like they have for seven of the eight quarters, but they find ways to create leads, keep those leads, not lose them in the fourth quarter, not put us through that anxiety of being up 13, getting back to a tied game, and then have to have late game heroics. We'll take it. It's exciting. And as long as they end up winning, but they learned clearly from game one to game two. What are they going to take away from this? What are the lessons that JB is going to emphasize? Because he got the job done. The message was received by the players going from Monday now to Thursday, being at home. How much difference will that make? Just location for the Pistons.
You talk about it being, you know, a watershed moment, foundation setting. Like, I think they're winning the series. I don't believe they're beating the Celtics. But they're doing this without Jaden Ivey. Presumably, he'll be here next year, or he'd be part of a trade to get a bigger piece. Like, they can really use this to grow from. And they did from game one to game two. So there's a ton of promise. Ticket Texter says, do you guys see Malik Beasley mouthing playoff basketball to the Zebra like five times? Great game, Mike, at work. Yeah, he gets the mentality, and the team is getting the mentality. Not sure if anybody's talked about it yet. Can we shout out Paul Reed? Huge factor off the bench last night.
Yeah, I thought he was great off the bench. I mean, he only played, 11 minutes?
Yeah.
And, I mean, he was right guy, right place at times.
Good defender, blowing up pick and rolls. Kind of a nothing offensive player early in the game. And JB had a quick hook. Like, hey, you're in there to give us some fresh energy, and then I'm getting you back out. Because Jalen Duren, from the jump, was also much improved from game one to game two. Texter says, remember last year when people were giving Costa trash about wanting to extend Cade? That's Adam and Royal Oak. John, you also wanted to extend Cade.
Yes, I thought it was a no-brainer.
Yeah, it wasn't unanimous by everybody on the station, but you and I saw from the beginning that this is a guy worth maxing out and building around. Mm-hmm. And you're seeing the fruits of it now in his first playoff series.
You certainly are.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. If you want to know why NBA ratings are down, show them Jalen Brunson. The foul baiting is...
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now. and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The revolution redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.